This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
If it's a quiet night out at the beach and your ex-old lady suddenly out of nowhere shows up with a story about her current billionaire land developer boyfriend and his wife and her boyfriend and a plot to kidnap the billionaire and throw him in a loony bin.
I need your help, Doc.
Maybe you should just look the other way. But if you're Doc, it may all start to get a little peculiar after that.
Michael Z. Wolfman.
And Mickey Wolfman.
And Mickey Wolfman.
Has vanished.
And a girl don't necessarily want to get into difficulties with those folks.
Okay, here's the deal. Paul Thomas Anderson's latest film, Inherent Vice, comes from a novel that was rumored to be unfilmable. After seeing the movie, I think it still may be the case. Featuring an ensemble cast with some solid performances, Inherent Vice never comes together to form a cohesive film or give the actors their due. There's a lot of story crammed into the movie, though very little of it is relevant to the overall plot, which basically involves a 1970s private detective tracking down his ex-girlfriend's rich, philandering boyfriend. A non-traditional comedy, Inherent Vice is really only made for the diehard fans of Anderson's work, which requires a reverence for the detail of filmmaking and not just an understandable narrative. Not quite approachable to the mainstream, Inherent Vice is kind of a mess to the average viewer. Inherent Vice gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.